And the reason for starting this was to be an ambassador for people in the cleaning industry. I believe deeply that people within the cleaning industry should be respected. They should be honored. They should be loved upon. And that is what I have grown to do through my business over the years. And I continue to do it today.
Thank you for being a devoted listener of this podcast, Beyond Clean with Ace, dedicated to healthy, positive, and proactive content to support individuals primarily in the cleaning industry. Are you a facilities manager, a frontline staff member, or a building services contractor and are looking for knowledge that will help you advance both personally and professionally? Beyond Clean with Ace is now in season 7, and speakers have consistently brought us messages which parallel our key focus of providing proactive knowledge. Many times the conversations here go beyond cleaning toilets, windows, and floors, and helping individuals on a personal level. Subscribe and share with others so that everyone's life can be enhanced in healthy, positive, and proactive ways. And now, let's join Dave Thompson, Director of the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, and your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace.
Hello, everyone. Well, as you can see, I'm back with you again. It's another broadcast of Beyond Clean with Ace. Well, where the cleaning industry talks, and you didn't come to listen to me talk about the cleaning, but you know, somebody asked me, what do you talk about? I said, hey, that's the reason it's Beyond Clean. We talk about anything and everything. It doesn't have to be about cleaning. But if you followed us along, you know, we talk about all the other stuff. And lately, Mickey Anderson's been kind of hogging the show. Hey, she's not here today. I've got somebody else, but he's talking about cleaning. Well, maybe. I think so. But you know what? Maybe I should bring him on the show rather than me try to confuse the issue. That's what I said to start with, right? So shut up and let Garen talk about it. Garen's here. Thank you, Garen, for being on the show so they don't have to listen to me all the time.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. So let's see. I'm just like everybody else. You know, it's kind of one of these things, Garen. If you don't have a website, you don't have a real business, right? Mm. So I went to your website and did some research.
Okay, good. Good start.
And I also went to your LinkedIn page and did some research there. Okay. But, you know, rather than me tell people what I found, why don't you tell people? Because, you know, some of this is an audio podcast instead of just visuals. So, folks, if you're listening on the audio, we appreciate that. Stay tuned. I think we got a few minutes of something interesting for you. Garen, it's your show.
Hey, listen, man. I'm glad to be here, Dave. Again, for everyone who's out there, my name is Garen Sprouve. I have been in the cleaning industry since 2006, so about 17 years now, and right here in Orlando, Florida. And I will be honest in saying, I started out by going to Gem Supply out of Orlando, Florida. So if you haven't heard of them, you should, because Gem Supply is where it's at. That's one of the great places to find all the tools that you need within your janitorial industry. I've been around, I've gone through, weathered the storm of 2008. Everyone knows how that was. And I've been here and I've continued to grow. And the reason for starting this was to be an ambassador for people in the cleaning industry. I believe deeply that people within the cleaning industry should be respected. They should be honored. They should be loved upon. And that is what I have grown to do through my business over the years, and I continue to do it today.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, yes, we are in the cleaning business, and we clean up after other people's literal, well, you know, those things in the bathroom that we're not going to talk about, right? Anyway, you know, we have that dirty side of the business, which, hey, folks, for us in the cleaning industry, dirt's our life. We love it. Thank you very much.
That's what we do.
On the other hand, you know, I always tell people in class, 92% of the budget's labor. Mm-hmm. That means people, right?
That's totally.
So, you've been in business 17 years. Is people still the issue?
When you say the issue, I would say people. People are still the main thing, the main ingredient to making all of this work. Yes, labor is the greatest expense that we will incur being in business. And it's the greatest opportunity also.
Correct.
I believe it's through people that we're able to to deliver on what we've promised. It's through people that we get to see and experience stories. And from a employer, from a leader standpoint, it's through people that we get to practice being human. And that's one of the things that I truly, truly love about what it is I get to do every single day, is be human in a world where so many things are so transactional. So I have every morning I have a reason for getting up, Dave, and I make a promise to deliver on that.
If you go to Gary's website, Clean Slate Janitorial, you're gonna see a video there it's about halfway down in the page.
Yeah.
I suggest you go there and watch the video. Now, you know, we're in a world of short videos, but you put up a rather long one there. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the short clips, man?
Listen, I think even with that, right, people need to hear the story. I think we're in that, you know, the whole swiping, we just get a quick hit and we keep it moving. But I think when we pause long enough to tell a story and share in that experience, I think we get to the root of it all. And being a leader in our industry, yeah, sometimes we just want to give someone a checklist, give them a vacuum, give them a some equipment and tell them, now go.
Yeah,
but right. I think when we pause long enough to see the person, to see the human being who is going to be using that tool, that vacuum, that mop and bucket, whatever it is, we start to have a connection. And I think, again, work gives us the opportunity to have connections. So why not take advantage of it?
And I think I appreciated your video there. And if you watch it, folks, it's several different clips, and you can watch a little bit and you can understand. But if you watch the whole thing, yeah, I think you get the whole story. And I think that was kind of why I wanted to have you on the show. What interested me was because there is more to us than just cleaning a facility and making it, you know, look good and be healthy, which is very important to what we do. I don't want to not say that isn't. But your focus is more the people, which has always been mine as well.
Nice. And so many of us get into business for different reasons, right? Some people may say, I want total freedom, or I want to make a lot of money. For me, intrinsically, I'm a teacher, I'm a coach. I grew up in a household of entrepreneurs and educators. So I love to learn, and I like to apply what I've learned. I love to learn, I love to share what I've learned. So for me, having the opportunity to start a business from scratch, I got to practice a lot of things that I've learned growing up as a kid back in the US Virgin Islands. And seeing people and being able to pass that information on to them in a way that they can digest it is a skill set that I have. So I use that as an opportunity. When I first moved to Orlando, back in 2001, I had friends who said, Garen, man, we need more male teachers in the community. Why don't you join, you know, Orange County Public Schools? And I saw what my mother and my grandmother and my uncles went through as being educators. I knew that I didn't want to be within a classroom.
Okay, so I got why? Why not?
So, well,
I mean, what was it? Because my mother was an educator too. Now, okay, you know, it's interesting, awesome. Here after all these years, I'm now an educator, but, and I think she's very happy. God bless her soul now, passed on, but yeah. I'm like, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What was wrong?
So I think for me, and the way that my brain works, and probably yours does the same, I am not structured inside here. So to be stuck within certain walls and within certain curriculums, and I have to teach just this within this amount of time, that was going to be very difficult for me to do. And seeing that that was something that was natural to me, if I put boundaries around it, it would become a chore. It would become work.
Correct.
What I do today is not work. It's actually fun. So much so that my wife tells me, she's like, when you're selecting what's a hobby, don't think that mentoring or coaching is a hobby, Garen. No, that's still work. I need you to find a hobby. But I love it so much, and I do it so naturally that it's right there, you know? So I couldn't stay.
I get it. You know, people are asking me, because I'm a little older than you are, and, and they're saying, when's your retirement? And I go, retire from what? I love what I do. I'm helping people every day. and enjoying it in that, but, and that's why I don't need something else.
Dave, and I appreciate you doing that, man. You know, 2 years ago, just before COVID, I believe it was, we hired a gentleman who was 74 years old. And will I tell you that it was one day I walked into Gem Supply, I was dealing with some stress. I walked into Gem Supply, I purchased some supplies, and then as I was leaving, something said, ask for help. And I was like, I already put my stuff into the back of the truck. And it's like, ask for help. So I turned around, walked, stuck my head in the door, and I said, I need help. And Elise at the counter, she was like, what's going on, Garen? I told her what my problem was, and she says, do you know that just last week, a gentleman walked in here and said, do you know of a cleaning company that needs help? She connected me that Saturday morning. We talked on the phone. Saturday afternoon, he was in my office. Monday, I hired him up by Tuesday. I was so appreciative that this 74-year-old man with wisdom was still willing enough to share his wisdom with me, that I wanted him on my payroll so I can have it all the time.
Right.
So you saying that you're still doing the thing that you love, like, that is amazing. And I appreciate you. I tip my hat to you because there are many of us who are in this industry who need the help, and it's people like you who can actually help us.
Well, but the thing is, you know, I'm getting help too. You know, I'm trying to learn social media and all this marketing and everything. And, yeah. You know, I get help, I get information, and it comes through me and I pass it on. That's life that you and I now appreciate. Yeah. And being in the cleaning industry doesn't keep us from doing that.
Totally. It's an opportunity. It's your opportunity, man. You know, you could have been doing something else, but it doesn't matter. The fact that you were willing to share is a gift.
So I understand not wanting to be in the box, because I build my own curriculum based on all my experiences and also the input from people. So you're not in that box. You chose not to go that way. Yeah. Why this way?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So you're going personal, and I'm in a place where I can be vulnerable and transparent. So growing up as a kid, there were a lot of things that I desired, and they weren't given to me in the way that I wanted them. Let's put it that way, right? We're all human. We're all dealing with different things and so forth. So for me, I wanted to be in a space where I felt appreciated and felt loved. I wanted to feel that also, okay? All right. Went through some personal trauma as a kid, and I actually felt like that stuff that you were talking about early, the stuff that we clean up in restrooms, I felt that way about myself personally. So there was that mental thought process. You see it, and you see people cleaning it, and then you see the person, and it's like, I wonder how that person feels cleaning that up. Because I need it cleaned up in my brain, right? Because that's how I'm feeling. So when all the stars aligned and I'm taking my wife out for dinner, I see this gentleman cleaning, and I wanted to show him appreciation, and I said, thank you, and he lit up. Maybe I was just trying to say thank you to myself. Maybe I just wanted to feel like I was seen. You know?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah. You really wanted to say, okay, I recognize it, but I need somebody else to recognize it so that I will continue to recognize that. By you doing it outwardly, it also makes you now want to and have to do it yourself even more.
Yes, sir. So I got the thrill. Look at the name of the company. I truly cannot remember why I chose Clean Slate, but
okay,
it is fitting for what it was I needed to do within myself and what I was hoping to do for others. Help you clean up a place that was dirty or filthy. Help me clean up a place that was dirty or filthy.
Well, for folks, for you that are listening to the audio instead of the video here, what you didn't see is, well, two things you don't see is we share the same barber and the fact that we both have a shiny head. And he's slapping his head going, this right here. And and folks, the tool that you and I are talking about working with here is a human brain.
Yep, that is correct.
That's the tool that most people in the cleaning industry don't work with. Or am I wrong?
I'm just going to on that one. Yeah.
Okay, come on. It's a podcast.
So the truth is, I mean, you know, again, what I talked about, the whole checklist thing. Sometimes we feel as though, and listen, I have seen people, some people have written me on YouTube, on some of the videos that I've put up, and they would say things like, you know, my boss says that they will fire me if I don't do what I'm told, or if I ask for a raise, they would fire me. So there's all these people out there who are living in fear to do their job. Like, that's not cool, right? So we're not robots. We are human beings, and we think, and we can adjust, we can make critical decisions. Like, teach us how to do those things so that we can deliver on the promise that you made. So in some cases, you're right. Some people work in this industry like robots because they're told to do that. Some people do that because they think that's the only thing that they can do. And I'm here to tell you, like, no, you have a grand opportunity around you, even if you're working late at night by yourself. That could be your time of reflection as you're doing your work. You could be listening to it, reading a book while you're working. It's time for you to, there's so much you can learn from the environment that you're in while you're cleaning it that can help you tomorrow morning, right? And I just want to share that with people and say, like, hey, here are the ways that you can advance while working in this industry. It's not a bad industry at all. It's not bad to even be employed in this industry. Like, just look for the opportunities, look for the signs, and thrive.
Well, I think that's the thing that people, there is a stigma. And, you know, I do this in several different classes that I do, conferences I go to. Mm-hmm. You know, I ask them, actually, have you really looked at the word janitor? Do you know what it means by the dictionary? Mm. No. Mm. I'm like, okay, so wait a minute. You're in the custodial field, in the cleaning industry. You do not know what the word janitor means. It's because we accept what society wants us to believe that word means. That word, or custodian's the other one I use.
Sure.
I think it's interesting when you look at these words, the true meaning of them, and here's the problem, and I'm gonna be right up front.
Go for it.
Is us in the industry don't know either.
You're putting the industry on blast, Dave.
They just don't know. They don't, they just generally accept the position that the general public puts us in. And as you said, there's so much more here if we would only be aware, correct?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we could go in all kinds of directions with that, but you're absolutely correct.
Go ahead, I'll follow you, keep going. Well,
so for me, and you already know this, right? But I like the whole human aspect of it because I want to feel seen, right? I want to know that I matter. And people, it's between construction and cleaning. I think those are the two industries that people feel like, that's all I can do, so I'm just gonna do it, right? We have, I believe it's like 1.2 or 1.6 million cleaning companies in the United States now, right? That's a lot, right? 68% of us go out of business after 2 years. Like, why are we getting into this industry? Is it for the fame and the glory? I don't think it's broadcasted that way, right?
Okay, so have you found either one of those?
I know why I did. I mean, I'm always open and curious as to why other people do that. Even when people, you know, they call us up and they're looking for a job, the first question I ask them is like, why this? Because I want to understand at a deeper level, why are they choosing this? Is this something internal? Did you grow up in the industry? Were your family members doing this? Like, why this? Why are you choosing this? Well, I think I can just, you know, I need a job, or I can't get work anywhere else. So this is kind of like your last resort. So I start asking questions to kind of find the connection points where they can look at this in a meaningful way and just don't look at it as a job, someplace where you just collect a paycheck. Because again, we know that the turnover here in our industry is very high. But if we can just slow people down for a second and just connect some kind of a dot as to why they're working, why they're choosing this, it makes what they do just, it's amplified. It's better for everybody.
Well, I continue to say that most of the issues that employees have in companies is because of management. Mm.
Talk to me.
Okay, you know, and I know managers and owners don't like it when I say it, but you know what? You're the problem, not the employee.
Facts.
You know, and I think it goes, you know, and like we come up with, and we have for several years, we've had it, and we have an onboarding program to onboard people in this industry. And whenever I talk to commercial facilities and owners, they don't have time to send somebody to an onboarding. They say, yeah, we, I've got to have them run in a vacuum. They need to clean the bathroom. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, well, see, that's the person that's looking for somebody to have a job, not a career.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to raise my hand to say that I have done that before. Sometimes you're so desperate, right? And you want to go through the whole process of the full training, right? To keep them on board. But sometimes you're putting out fires as a business owner and you just need a body. Come on, help me do something and I'll fix the problem after. Like that, I think that's normal.
When does after ever come?
Right? Mm.
Come on. You led me right there, Darren. I had to go. Come on.
Oh, so true. So true. And I think we can do a better job of that. I think there's a lot for us as business owners to learn through this process. Take, for instance, just today, I was coaching a guy who reached out to me most recently, and he's starting a company, and he's in South Carolina, I believe it is. And he's starting a company, and he's already wondering, yo, how can I hire my first employee? And I asked him, well, do you have an accountant yet? He's like, well, no, not yet. I said, do you know how to clean? Do you know how to deliver on that? Do you know how long it will take for you to do a certain job? Do you know what your steps are to get that job done timely? And he's like, well, no. I said, have you documented it at least though? Like, so, I mean, if you haven't done even just the basics there, like, don't, like, employee, hold on, because you'll just be burning through people rather quickly, man. So I recommended a book to him to read to kind of just help him understand what it is being a technician and then also being a manager and then being a leader of his company before he starts getting into bringing people on board to churn and burn them.
You know what you're saying, Garrett, is so real. At 8:15 this morning, I had two gentlemen here, and you know, they wanted to look at some machines and stuff. One had already been to class with me, and he's working with his pal, and I said, have you done a test? Because they're looking at getting in a contract for 11 different stores. And I go, okay, that's good. Have you done a test? No. Mm. How do you know how long it's going to take?
Yeah.
I don't. So how do you know what price you're going to charge? Well, they told me what they can pay. Mm. I'm like, okay, so, you know, it's like, you know, running a business is not as easy as just doing the cleaning.
Totally
and
correct.
Today, doing the cleaning is not what it was 20 years ago.
Sure.
Although there are people that still clean the same way, if you're running a profitable janitorial service business today, you're not doing it the same way we did 20 years ago.
Sure. Totally agree. I listened to one of your podcasts where you guys were talking about the use of terry cloth versus or cotton cloth versus microfiber. And different mops, things of that nature. And yeah, you're right. Upright vacuums versus backpack vacuums. Yeah, like we have to change the way that we're doing business so that we can actually win the job and then also make it a profitable job. So you're absolutely correct.
Well, that's like the other guy was talking to him. He said, now I've taken one of the classes. He said, but you know, I think what we need to do before we do this, we need to take the bidding class. He said, well, but I got to bid the job.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to bid the job, but doesn't know whether he's going to make money. Doesn't know how much time it's going to take to him, but you know, so there again you go. And of course, then when you put an employee into that, then this is why you said, like you did, you know, here goes that, you know, we got a business and now we're gone tomorrow.
Again, they are one of the 1.2 or 1.6 million businesses that start, but really don't last. And that's the biggest thing. I think in any industry, though, the biggest thing is how can we stay in business, right? And it requires a different set of skills than just wiping something down or just vacuuming something. And I don't know how many of us are willing to do that extra work to become or evolve into that other person in order to do that well. And then that goes, that piggybacks on what you said earlier, people don't leave, they don't leave companies, they leave managers because you have all of that at play. It's tough, man. It's an industry that should be respected. It's not one that you just jump into and think like, okay, I've figured it out because I know how to clean my house. It's a business. It's It's a legitimate business.
But this is a different language that we as owners, as managers, need to speak rather than the same language we've always been speaking. Would that not be right?
I agree. I mean, it's again, I go back to that question, like who's willing to evolve into that person? When I went to college, my first year of college or my first semester of college, I came home and I had a 2.1 GPA. My mother, who's an educator, she was outstanding at that. Right? So, and then she's from the islands, so, you know, very rigid and by the book. And she was like, "What is this, Garen?" And I'm like, "What's the problem?" I didn't even realize what a GPA was, okay? So forgive me. This is back in 1995. I still didn't know. But nevertheless, she says, "Garen, you're barely passing." And I'm like, "I'm passing, am I not?" And yo, for our educator, my mother was ready to lay some hands on me, right?
Okay. Oh, goodness. We're not going to hear the rest of that conversation.
Oh, my God. But I will tell you this, though. I told her, I said, "Mom, I went to school to learn how to learn." And she said, "Well, you better start learning how to learn, son." Right? So even when I graduated, I didn't walk. I didn't get my degree. Even to this day, I still don't have my degree, but I completed all my courses. I didn't care for the pomp and circumstance. I didn't care for walking down the aisle and people just clapping for me. That was that. Remember, I told you about the crappy thoughts that I had with myself. Yeah. Okay, but what I did walk away with was the ability to learn how to learn. So when I saw that I had to evolve from being a technician to really being a leader of people, an influencer, a true influencer of people, I was on board because it's like I get to learn a new skill. Oh, let's go! So for the people who are leaving managers, if that manager isn't willing to evolve and to learn how to lead people, and not just give directions, and the owner of that company isn't willing to hold a manager accountable, right, then we have a continuous problem. So it takes personal accountability from each and every one of us to be a better version of ourselves every day, even down to the technician. We have to choose to be a better person every single day.
And this is a job. You know, the thing about it is, as an entrepreneur in the cleaning industry, is probably not really that much different than other entrepreneurs, other than the fact that, as you said, we get a lot of the people that feel there's nowhere else to go, they haven't got another avenue of life. And so I think we... And you know, hey, we're just being honest here. We scrape the bottom of the barrel a lot of the time.
We do.
But yet there's so much gold to be mined down there that nobody else will find.
Yep.
And I do also believe that once we mine that gold, that those people will be more appreciative. And I think that's what a lot of people don't spend the time to do. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated some of your message in your video there, because I think this is being aware that people are the key to your cleaning business.
Yeah, there is a lot of gold to be mined at the bottom. Again, if somebody's just coming in looking at it as a job, then they're going to get what they're looking for. If you're curious, if you're open to being more aware as to what's going on around you, take for instance, I would go and I would clean offices and I would see someone's name on a door, and I would see their title, and I'm curious, like, what's that title? So I would write it down or type it in my phone, and then the next day I would go to, at this time it was Barnes & Noble and Borders, right? I would go to them and try to figure out, like, what's this title mean, and how does someone get this role? All of a sudden, I'm already learning about that role, about that person. Next time I'm vacuuming there, I'm looking at their desk, I'm looking at their shelf, and I'm seeing, okay, what books are they reading? Oh, that's a nice book. All right, I'll take some notes. And then all of a sudden I go and I read another book. So outside of work, I'm learning some things and I'm applying those things outside of work. So I'm becoming a better human right off the bat. Forget being a cleaner or a janitor, I'm becoming a better human. The better human is gonna come back to the janitorial job or position and deliver at a different level, okay? And I'm gonna be talking to my team members, hey, have you ever heard of, or hey, have you ever read this book? Or hey, I've learned something new today. And I begin to share things. Okay, so I'm having opportunities to do these kind of things within the confines of work. There are other ways where you start, as you clean buildings, you start seeing where things are happening. There may be some I don't know, leaks here or leaks there. All of a sudden, you're becoming the eyes and ears of that person, that company, right? You're seeing things that they're not seeing. And now you can report that to your employer, or report that to the people, leave a note and say, hey, are some things that I've noticed. Have you ever, and all of a sudden now you become your connection point to that employer or that client. Now all of a sudden they know you as a person. Who's the person that cleans our place at night? Because they left us a nice note. All of a sudden I turn from becoming a janitor to now it's Garen who cleans our place at night. And now if the boss is working late, hey Garen, now I'm building connection. And I'm doing all of this through cleaning. We just got to stay open. But sometimes you walk into these doors just being closed. I need a job. I need to pay my bills. And we get stuck there. So I like helping people to get open so that they can see what has always been there for them.
So I'm thinking over 17 years, you've been able to help a few people.
Sure.
Some stick out in your mind?
Absolutely. Some of which, okay, I'll share this thing with you. So I'm always curious as to how can we stop the churn? How can we stop the turnover? So most recently, I'm in a mastermind class and they share with me this whole thing called, this assessment called COLBE, K-O-L-B-E. And what it does is it's an assessment test. It's about 20 minutes long and it shows you how do you naturally solve, okay? So me being an entrepreneur, they say like I'm a quick start, so I can take an idea, have a vision of something, and I can get it started. And then I fizzle out. I need somebody else to take the reins and then like continue following through with it. Or I need someone to be able to do the research. If you put me as a quick start in another role, which doesn't allow me to thrive, then all of a sudden I'm gonna fizzle, I'm gonna struggle, I'm gonna have to adapt my natural solving personality to try to figure things out, and I'm gonna get burnt out. But if you put me in the right role, then all of a sudden I'm thriving. So what I did was, I went over the list of our star employees or team members over the years, and I have great relationships with many of them, right? They've already gone off, they've moved out of town, they other jobs. I said, listen, I'll pay you X amount of dollars for you to just take this assessment for me. I just want to see like, what was your makeup? And of the high performers, I started finding out exactly that they were very much alike. And the way that they solve is very much alike. So I took that and I gave it to my manager and I said, hey, when we're hiring now, I want the people that we're looking to hire to take this assessment for us to figure out if they fall into this. If they don't, if they fall below like a B-, we can't hire them, not for that role. Because we're going to just find star employees. So it told me that there's a certain makeup for quality team members within our industry. And I use that as a tool to help us slow down the turnover.
So during that time, you've had a few people that I would assume some are still with you?
Mm-hmm. Some are still with me. Some of them have. Again, man, I love the stories, man. Whether they've started their own business, some have started their own cleaning business out of town, some have gone on to become some managers and supervisors at other companies out of town. Some people have bought their homes, they've bought cars, they've sent their kids to school, they've gone through school, they've gotten married, and I keep in contact with most of them. Like I have them on my phone that I can call them right now, there's no problem. So that tells me that I've been doing something good as far as leadership is concerned and growing people.
You know, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody in this comment, but customers go and come. You know, they do. But a good star employee like that is remembered forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm kind of like a teacher who has graduated its students. And I get to celebrate with them. Even the ones who may have shafted me and left, I still pay attention as to how they are growing and how they are excelling or not, right? And I sometimes, because I have a savior complex that I'm working on, sometimes I allow people to just go and I practice releasing them and not taking it on me and saying like, Garen, it was your fault. So there's all of those personal things that I get to work on through work, man. So it's all beautiful, man.
Well, you know, I can't, you know, as we talk about this, I've got to, you know, and folks, if you're listening, we appreciate that. If you're watching the video, you've seen some of it. You know, one of the things is you probably noticed that we're kind of both a little animated. We like to, you know, I guess that's one of these bald headed traits we try to do that, right?
I'll take it.
Yeah, we can't, you know, one thing is when you have nothing up there, all your facial expressions are quite out there, yeah. Right? Okay. But, you know, we have the Rockstar Custodian Program, and it's been such a highlight, you know, since we started that 5 years ago. We're still taking nominations as you're listening to this. Even if you're listening to a recording later after 2023, we do it every year. So please go to rockstarcustodian.com, or if you will, rockstarsofcleaning.com. Yeah. Because there are these people that Garen and I have been talking about. We appreciate these people. You know, Garen, as I think about this, you have to realize in every business that people are and always will be, no matter how much we automate our business, no matter how much AI we use now that we're using AI a lot now,
yeah,
it still is about people.
Yep, the core. They are the core. And because of that, I still, just like you said, I still have a job. You know, I still have a job where I can grow and coach and mentor and inspire people, whether it be here locally or abroad. So you know, I get out there and I speak on stages, sharing the same message about being human in business, and I coach people on the same thing, and I have my team members who rock with me, and we get to do things together, man, cool things together.
Garen, I've got your website up here. How else would you like for them to contact you?
Yeah, well, just like you did, right? On LinkedIn, I'm there. You can reach out to me on Facebook. I make it very easy. Just use my name, Garen Sprav. You can find me. And if you ever need to reach out to me, you have all of those methods to be able to do so.
Now, this is your first time officially on the broadcast, so I have to ask you a couple of questions before I let you go. But
sure.
Do you have, before I get into that, do you have a parting statement you want to kind of give out to, for everybody to remember, you know, as a closing statement? Or?
Well, it's a closing statement, but it's also a plug. So I've written a book a couple of years ago, just before COVID, and it's called Fast Track Your Calling, How to Fuel Your Drive with Every Assignment. You can find it on Amazon. The reason why it's called Fast Track Your Calling is because I was fortunate enough to find my calling in a toilet bowl, right? And the way that I was able to fast track it is by looking at the assignments, every assignment that I had, and just pouring into it. There's something there for you to do in every assignment, every client, every person that you meet, there is something there. And I encourage you as human beings out there in the world to use your God-given talent, who you are at your core, and don't miss the opportunity and share what you are to share. So like, be obedient to what your inner self is saying at that moment and share it. You will see yourself soar faster than you ever thought before. So that's my little plug. That's my message to the world.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to get a link to the book for people, you know, and get that to me so that I make sure I get it right for people, so I get it in the show notes.
Absolutely.
And as we do with every show, folks, we put all the information in the show notes. You know, just like anybody else over the years, we're now in year 7. We're getting a little bit better at what we do. So hopefully all of this will be there. As Garen said, he'd looked at some of the previous podcasts. We appreciate if you would, too.
Yep.
You can go to Beyond Clean with Ace. You can find us on Podbean. We're also on Apple. And, of course, on YouTube. We've got several channels there. Appreciate if you go to our YouTube channel and find that there. You can also get all of our information, our classes, at academyofcleaning.com. We had Garen's website up there before. Garen, I have two questions before I let you go.
Sure, go for it.
I think I know the answer to this, but I want to ask, just be sure, where were you born?
I was born originally in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I grew up in the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Thomas.
All right. And we're halfway through the year here. Well, we're a little more than halfway. We're almost into September already, ain't we? Gosh, we're 3/4 of the way. So there's not much of the year left. But do you have a bucket list? And what's on the top of that bucket list? personally, not business-wise, you yourself, just for you?
Me, myself. Wow. So I did a, wow, this will be very meaningful to me, right? So in April, give it context. Ever since I was a kid, I never enjoyed math. I hated it. And okay. It drained me. And I ran from it all these years. And even while being in business, I hated doing anything with numbers. This past April, I wrote myself a letter and I said, you'll be an accounting whiz by April of next year. And within a month time, without me even intentionally trying, I found myself in a bookkeeping class and I found someone who teaches me very well. And I get excited when I go to class. I have been on this journey to become a better person at numbers. And it will answer and it will solve a myriad of personal challenges that I have and opportunities that I have if I just fulfill, when I fulfill that personal goal. So amidst everything else, that is the one personal goal that I am working towards closing out this year, because it will make me a better father, husband, brother, business partner, and owner. And that means a lot to me.
Okay. So you may ask, why in the world do I ask these two questions of a first original guest on the show? Sure. Well, there's Please a good help. Reason for it, folks. We now know where Gary started life. We don't know where he's going to end. Mm-hmm. But we do know that he's got a journey that he wants to follow that's in between. Yep. And what we want to try to tell you here, whatever you do between the time that you watch this and the next time that we visit with you, please make sure that that journey is healthy, positive, and proactive.
Let's go.
Garen, thanks for being on the show, and hopefully we will see you again sometime.
Yes, sir, Dave. Thank you for having me.